The political crisis in Tunisia is deepening after the murder of a prominent secular politician last week. Tunisians are increasingly divided over their country's government and future, just 2 years after collectively overthrowing a dictator in a popular revolution. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is following events in the capital, Tunis, and sent this report.
The murder of outspoken politician Choukri Belaïd shocked Tunisians to their core. Tens of thousands of people turned out to bury him Friday in Tunis's main cemetery. The much-beloved human rights lawyer was well known for defending the poor and even Islamists jailed under the regime of dictator Ben Ali. But secular Tunisians say the moderate Islamist government had a hand in Belaïd's death because it didn't crack down on the extremists who they say killed him. As Belaïd was laid to rest, mourners broke into the national anthem and called for a second revolution to throw out the Islamist government. Being here, one has the sense that secular Tunisia will prevail over religious Tunisia. But summing up the country's problems in terms of secularists versus Islamists is too simplistic, says Monica Marks, who's writing her Oxford University doctoral thesis on Tunisia. Marks says such an analysis misses many other important issues.
One big problem that Choukri Belaïd's murder highlighted was the weak security sector in Tunisia. We need forensics. We need clear investigations. We need rule of law. And all of those things are very difficult to implement in a country that was dominated by the old informant system, the old Mukhabarat system, the secret police.
Marx says the Islamist-led government has the unenviable task of fixing security, the economy, and everything else after 50 years of dictatorship and under the current climate of instability. Over the weekend, Islamist supporters of the government took to the streets. People here, like Habibi Awili, also condemn Belaïd's murder, but they say the democratically elected government is in no way responsible.
We need time. This is the difficulties of dictator of 50 years ago. So we cannot solve in one day or 1 year. We believe that Tunisian people and this government, honest, they are going in the real democracy.
Protesters are also angry at former colonial ruler France. They chanted French out in response to a French minister's warning that Islamist fascism could be on the rise in Tunisia. France is against our democratic choice because France is against Muslims in general, says this man. Protesters also accused the killers, whoever they are, of trying to pit Tunisians against each other. True or not, it seems to be working.
Vive la Tunisie! Vive la Tunisie!
Long live Tunisia, yells one frustrated demonstrator. Monica Marks says Tunisians of all colors are frightened that their revolution is being stolen.
This is a revolution that people care for strongly. It's their revolution. It is a Tunisian revolution. It's not a revolution of the Islamists or the secularists or rich people or poor people or young people or old people. It's everyone's revolution. So the biggest fear, more than anything, is going back to the old regime or having any one group dominate this revolution.
Some demonstrators say the problem is not the people, but the political class. Politicians, they say, need to put their own interests aside and focus on what's best for the country. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.